What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen. Let's go back to my last video. Men are breaking their chains of restraint. Gentlemen, it is getting a whole lot livelier in this particular section. Yes, more and more men around the world are taking matters into their own hands. Now, I recently designated Sunday to be the Sunday Sermon of Slaughter. However, gentlemen, I think I would be shortchanging you. So, we're going to go ahead and upgrade it. Saturdays and Sundays are now officially the Wicked Weekend. I believe you guys will thoroughly enjoy that. Now for the article that was sent to me by, of course, Jay White. And Neo, I didn't forget about you, buddy. I know you sent me some really good ones. We got two grand chefs for the Feast of Fatalities. Neo and Jay White. Guys are putting in a whole lot of work to keep this particular section going. And I'm going to do everything in my power to keep giving you these delicious dishes. Now, gentlemen, over the years, there have been a particular set of people that you wanted to see end up at the end of a mask. Gentlemen, with my great pleasure, I present to you this one. New Mexico judge. Yes, gentlemen, your years of patience have finally borne fruit. That's right. A lot of you in the comment section were wishing that a judge would finally see a mask. And here we are. New Mexico judge. Pets deleted by husband in suspected termination / self-termination. A well-respected New Mexico judge was shot dead by her husband, who then turned the gun on himself, but not before he left a disturbing message for a friend, according to police. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Village of Los Ranchos Municipal Judge Diane Albert died in a suspected termination / self-termination, as did some of her pets, that was allegedly carried out by her husband, Eric Pinkerton, according to Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office. Albert, 65, and Pinkerton, 63, were found by officials Friday after a friend of the couple contacted authorities about receiving a quote-unquote troubling message from Pinkerton, sheriff's spokesperson Jamie Fuller said. Quote-unquote, he left a voicemail to his friend stating that he terminated his wife and his dogs and his cat. Wow! Everybody got it in this scenario. And that he was about to delete himself, according to a dispatch pieced together by local news station KOAT TV. NBC News reported the sheriff's office confirmed the dispatch. City officials mourned her death over the weekend. Quote unquote, "We are heartsick hearing of the untimely termination of Diane Albert, our elected municipal judge," said Los Ranchos Mayor Donald Lopez and Village Administrator Ann Simon in a joint statement. Quote unquote, "She was a longtime Los Ranchos resident, a brilliant legal mind, and a friend. Albert also was a practicing patent attorney," according to the Albuquerque Journal. A neighbor of Albert's, Joe Craig, told the newspaper he was shocked by her death. Craig, the president of Friends of Los Ranchos, worked on planning and the zoning commission for several years. Quote unquote, "Just a nice, nice lady," he said. "I've never seen a mean bone in her body." Ah, gentlemen. Yes, the old, she was such a nice person. However, when you look at the photo of this judge, she appears anything but nice. But anyway, you guys over the years have been silently waiting to say, you know what? When a judge finally catches, maybe something might change. But we don't think anything's going to change. But anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta go with a 10. Method of execution, a burner. Gotta go with a 5 on this one. Psychological impact, I'm also going to give this one a 5. Now for the brutality factor, I was going to give it a 10. However, I'm going to up it to a 15. Why? Because he took out the pets too. So Eric the Executioner gets a score of 35. Now, gentlemen, let's circle back to what Mr. Craig said. She didn't have a mean bone in her body. Gentlemen, we know that judges tend to not be some of the nicest people, especially a female judge. Come on now. You know she's going to probably let the power of the legal system go to her head. Notice, they didn't give a motive as to why Mr. Pinkerton decided to go ahead and put the mask on. However, my analysis would simply be this. She's a judge. She knows she has the police force at her disposal. She knows that she could use said police force against her husband at will. More than likely, she probably was psychologically and emotionally abusive to him over the years by threat of violence by proxy through the police. Guess what? He finally reached a point where he simply had enough. That would be my, suspicions of why he put the mask on. But hey, it is what it is. Just goes to show you, everybody can catch a fade, no matter what position in life you have. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, understand this and understand this clearly. No matter what position you are in, whether you be a judge, politician, doesn't matter. Once you finally cross a man to that point, the power will go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And this woman being a judge, she thought she had an army of white knights that would be at her beck and call, which more than likely she did. However, once her husband got pushed beyond his limit, they were nowhere to be found. It was just her, him, and whatever means he decided to use to dispatch her, which in this case was the burner. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.